All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the suspensions were handed down yesterday for the fracas earlier this week between Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns, as the NBA decided to suspend each player for 2 games. Now, this issue between these two players has been bubbling under the surface for some time, as Embiid has been known to needle his opponents, most notably Cat and Andre Drummond of the Detroit Pistons. Now, after the fight between the two players, Embiid began to play to the crowd after the altercation in his home Philadelphia arena. No suspension, surprisingly, for Ben Simmons. And of course, Ben Simmons, the Sixers point guard, was seen on video on top of Karl Anthony Towns at the bottom of a pile. And it appeared that Simmons was attempting to choke out Minnesota's all-star center. Now, Adam Silver, the NBA's commissioner, of course, this right here, nothing, you know, of this nature that deals with the league does not get his approval. And I have to say, I was pretty much surprised that both players got 2-game suspensions. I expected Karl Anthony Towns to get 2 games for his, bout, or his role rather, in the altercation. But I figured Joel Embiid would have gotten a little bit more, just due to the fact that, number one, he does have a history of getting into it with opponents. Number two, the fact that once the fracas was over, Embiid stood there and played to the crowd. He was shadow boxing, high-fiving fans on the way out. And I think, you know, the NBA, after they spent so much time after the malice at the Palace nearly 15 years ago, trying to shed their image of being, you know, a fight-first league, for them to allow this with that and just give Embiid a slap on the wrist as far as the suspension goes is a little bit baffling. And I'll tell you like this. Adam Silver is going to wait until it is too long to reprimand Joel Embiid, because the reason is this. You basically should let him know that this type of behavior is tolerated. 2 games is not enough for him. And what's going to happen the next time? Because there could be a bigger brawl than this. Several players could get suspended. Fans could get injured again. And I guarantee you, if you sent the message by suspending Embiid for 5 games, he thinks twice about his behavior. I look at Draymond Green at the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors did not do a good job of reprimanding Draymond for his actions. And he's another one who likes to, you know, get in opponents' heads and potentially, you know, take some cheap shots. We saw him kick Stephen Adams of the Oklahoma City Thunder in the groin area during the 2016 Western Conference Finals, and the NBA did not reprimand him, and it came back to hurt the Golden State Warriors in the finals that year when he was suspended for 1 game versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. We also saw Draymond Green get into it with former teammate Kevin Durant, and that was a part of Kevin Durant leaving the Golden State Warriors last summer. So, you know, anytime you allow this type of behavior to, go on, eventually it's going to escalate to the point that, you know what, you have a big problem. And if the NBA or the Sixers don't do something about this soon with Mr. Embiid, they're going to have a very big problem on their hands. Really disappointed in Adam Silver in this matter. I really think he had an opportunity to really put his foot down and show Joel Embiid that this type of behavior is not going to be tolerated. But instead, he took the other way, and the other way could potentially be bad for Silver, Embiid, and the Sixers in the long term. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot with 365. You can check it out or drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.